Good morning. Welcome to the Australian Early Finance Briefing for Friday, the 28th of August. My name's Nick here in Melbourne, starting in the US now. We've had huge news from the US Fed. They've come out with their statement from the Jackson Hole Symposium. It was actually held online this year, but it's really shifted a lot of their wording in terms of what the Reserve is about and what the FOMC part of that is setting out to do. One of the sort of thematic shifts has been unemployment. It's always been a secondary, or the primary thing's always been inflation, and now this employment sort of objective seems to be gaining in prominence. So Powell mentions that our revised statement reflects our appreciation for the benefits of a strong labour market, particularly for many low and moderate income communities, and that a robust job market can be sustained without causing an unwelcome increase in inflation. Now, Jerome's always, or recently, cited the flattening of the Phillips curve, the relationship between inflation and employment, as in, normally inflation starts to lift as the employment market, is full. Now, that hasn't been happening since the financial crisis. So that sort of supports, this more aggressive intention. Now, in terms of their statements to reflect this, they say that assessments of the shortfalls of employment from its maximum level. So that has changed. It used to say deviations from its maximum level. So yeah, shortfalls versus deviations. And then on terms of the inflation goal, that's sounding a little more aggressive as well. So they used to say seeks to achieve inflation that averages 2% over time. That's moved to following periods when inflation has been running persistently below 2%. Appropriate monetary policy will likely aim to achieve inflation moderately above 2% for some time. So in other words, they're really happy to leave inflation running a bit high. However, they didn't really say for how long. There's no mention, whether they're happy to have it run high for a year, 5 years, 10 years, nothing there. He also sort of cites his concern about, rates staying at their lower bound for too long. He says, monetary policy interest rates are more likely to be constrained by their effective lower bound than in the past. So, some analysts have mentioned that, why they're going to implement these sort of measures. They haven't mentioned yield curve control again. No real mention of any tools at all that they've been using or plan to use. They also re-emphasize the importance of fiscal stimulus. So, government spending is, key at this point when we've got rates so low. Also, he mentions that this crisis isn't a financial crisis. It's more a classic recession. So in a financial crisis, you've got this broken financial system at the end of it with not much demand for credit and the system not terribly well functioning. This time it's not like that. And he cites in his Q&A session the rapid rebound that was observed when the reopening in the US started prior to the southern states getting the pickup in virus count. So he's sort of showing that there is this sort of pent up demand, and it does seem like they're, supplying credit, and that will be sort of snapped up by the market as things reopen, and there should be a fairly strong recovery. Now, what we've seen, on markets, I do mention, the US dollar's strengthened, gold's collapsed, down about 1.5%, is the steepening of the yield curve. So the yield on the 10-year end of the yield curve has gone up, which sort of means that, in 10 years' time, they're expecting inflation to be higher. You could say that's a good thing or a bad thing. It does mean that the yield curve steepening a bit, which is more, perceived as a healthier sort of term structure of rates. In other news this morning, we've got the Australian reporting that AMP has appointed another set of investment bankers, this time Goldman Sachs, to provide investment banking advice to the organisation. And it seems to be that this is to help them resist or, defend the business or parts of the business from a takeover bid hostile style. So interesting there, and I think there's a lot more to see in the, coming time about AMP and its rapidly changing fortunes. And moving to the markets now, a lot's moved as a result of this announcement. The most notable shift is gold. It's down about 1.4%, silver down 1.9%, oil's WTI is down about 2%. But we've got the currencies are interesting. The Australian dollar's sort of not moved much versus the US. It's still at about 72.3, whereas the euro has sort of weakened against the US dollar and also the yen. So we're sort of riding along with the Canadian dollar with the US dollar, and that could mean, resources are benefiting from this announcement, hence the strength of the, the resource currencies. Now, in terms of markets, the US sort of equities are doing quite strongly this morning at about, the S&P's up about 0.5%. So it sounds like, that they like the news from Jackson Hole. We do see the Sydney SPI that's up just a little bit at 16 pips this morning. That's your early update for Friday. Have a great day and see you tomorrow.
This podcast is for investment professionals only and should not be relied upon by private investors. The podcast is provided for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. The values of investments can go up or down, so you may get back less than you initially invest.